Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this morning during this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. We bless the Lord for your making yourself available today to connect with us through prayer. Praise the Lord. If we have any prayer requests, we want to take this time to receive your prayer request this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to remember today as we are praying, we are continuing to lift up the concerns regarding the children that are missing all across America. We want to continue to pray for those whose lives were taken, those who were kidnapped, those who were involved in. We want to make sure that we're praying for the concerns of our nation. We're praying for our president. We're praying for what really needs to happen as it relates to that Oval Office, that position. We need to pray that the hand of God will be revealed even in all of the deliberations that are taking place right now. We need to see the hand of God. We want to pray, of course, for the body of Christ at large. We're praying for our specific churches, praying for local church communities, praying for the community that your church may be situated in, praying for those communities that surround your local assembly, praying for the local assembly itself, and that the hand of God will continue to abide in the local churches, and that God will continue to raise up strong voices who will release the sound of heaven in this hour. So there's always so much to pray for. And so I thank you again for joining us on this morning. as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Again, I want to pause to see if there are any prayer requests, be they personal, global, communal, any type of prayer request that you want to share at this time as we prepare to move forward in this time of intercession. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this is certainly the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. I bless the Lord for another day that he's allowed us to step over into. I believe that the presence and the spirit of the Lord will rest on this line this morning. We're going to ask this morning for those who are participating with us on this morning's call. We're going to ask Anjali to open us up. We're going to have Sharon to follow, and then I will come with the close out. Again, we're going to have Anjali to open us up. Sharon will follow, and I will close out. At this time, we're going to open up the prayer time. Anjali, if you can go forward in prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we give you glory. We thank you, God. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne one more time. Father, we thank you that even in this hour, oh God, that even in this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you still are on the throne, oh God. God, we thank you that you're still a healer, oh God, that you're still a mind regulator, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we come to worship you. We come to give you adoration, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we need you more now than ever before, oh God. God, we need you in our homes, oh God. We need you in our families, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today we come before your throne, oh God, to ask for even forgiveness, oh God. Oh God, for the sins of omission, the sins of commission, oh God. Oh God, for the things that we know not of, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bridle our tongue in this season, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today, oh God, we come to you, oh God, even on the precipice of a funeral, oh God, of a young girl, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that there has been peace brought to her family, oh God. Oh God, but the murderous spirit, oh God, that is running rampant in our streets, oh God, running rampant in our community, oh God. God, we ask today, oh God, that you begin to help us annihilate, oh God, this murderous spirit, oh God, that is in the kingdom, oh God, that is in the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today, all right. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you send your spirit into our White House, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you begin from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Let the oil of the anointing begin to run through them, oh God. Let it touch them in a new way, oh God. Give them witty ideas, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, put them on the right track, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, today, oh God. God, even in our White House, Father, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you begin to touch our president, touch our leader, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even arrest him in his sleep, oh God. Oh God, don't let him rest until he's doing your will, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, into our Congress, into the Pentagon, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, that of the decision makers of our country, oh God, begin to come forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your oil run there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you've even aligned us in this hour, oh God, that you've aligned the intercessors in this hour, God, that you have given us a voice in this earth, oh God. You've given us a sound in this earth, oh God. And so, God, today, oh God, we're asking, oh God, that the sound of the intercessors, oh God, begin to reverberate around this earth, oh God. That as intercessors begin to rise, oh God, that there'll be a sound that penetrates heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, today we worship you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, about how your spirit is moving in our streets and our ministries, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that flooding didn't come to us, oh God, and freezing, damaging weather didn't come to us, oh God. But oh God, we know that you're in control of all things. things, oh God. And so, God, we pray for this planet, oh God. We're praying for this community, oh God. We're praying for the local church today, our global and national churches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today, oh God, we ask that even as every pastor, oh God, prepares for them to deliver their word on tomorrow, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you begin to speak to them in a new way, oh God. Put them back in alignment with you, oh God. That God, even when they are tired, oh God, that you said that you would be strength, oh God, in our weakness, oh God. And so, God, we thank you, Father, that you would begin to strengthen our leaders, oh God, that you would begin to set them in alignment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that people who have never heard of you will begin to come into the house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Father, that you are able to do just that, oh God, that you are still God on the throne, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying for our local church, oh God, that the local church will begin to not only be a church, oh God, but be in our communities, oh God. Give us ideas, oh God, to win the lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, today, oh God, strengthen the local church. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we're asking that you help us to strengthen our national churches, oh God, that we be able to find unity, oh God, that we be able to come on one accord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, today, God, we're praying for our global church, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, where the people have been, their mouths have been bridled, oh God, and cannot speak your name, oh God. We're asking that even in those countries, oh God, that you shall reign, oh God, that you shall be the supreme God, oh God, today, oh God, that in those countries where they are suffering, oh God, we send forth your spirit, oh God, that aid shall come to them, oh God, that aid shall be in their portion, oh God, that food will be supplied to them, oh God, but the word of God shall be rich in them, oh God, they shall be fat with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we send forth a wave of protection for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let your name reign, oh God, in this earth, oh God, let your power be displayed, oh God, in this earth, oh God, and we worship you, and we give you glory, oh God, today, Father, God, I just thank you, Father, that you're in our school system, Father, oh God, for our children, oh God, for our future, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we're asking, oh God, that in the area, oh God, where good education is not allowed, oh God, or budget restraints restrict the books in the schools, Father. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you send a wave of provision for those school districts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're covering our children. We're covering our legacies. We're covering our future, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no mass gunmen, oh God, will be able to walk into our children's schools, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we place a hedge of protection around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, today, Father, cover them in the blood, oh God, we cover them in the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that bullying, oh God, would come to an end, oh God, that bullying would cease, oh God, in the schools, oh God, and in the name of Jesus, oh God, that gender misidentification, oh God, would not plague our children, oh God, that a boy shall be a boy and a girl shall be a girl. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the gender misidentification, oh God, shall not be our children's portion. In the name of Jesus, they will not reconstruct bathrooms, oh God, to please the misidentification of genders. But, oh God, we ask, oh God, that self-identification, oh God, will come into our babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're there with them, oh God, that they shall not succumb and have suicidal thoughts, oh God, due to bullying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that they shall not take their own lives, Father. Name of Jesus, oh God, that children would even be able to handle divorce in their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we build up our young people, oh God. We build up our legacy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that your blood shall prevail in our schools, oh God, that your blood shall cover, oh God. Oh God,
God. So we release the money globally, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you today, oh God, that you're able to do just that. Oh God, we thank you today, oh God. Oh God, that you're stripping them in their homes, oh God. Give them the supplies that they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're moving so swiftly, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even in the last few days of this year, oh God, that you pour out revelation, oh God, like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that as you give us revelation, oh God, you will give us wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that before the turn of 2019, oh God, God, that we are filled with wisdom, oh God, that we are filled with purpose, oh God, that we are filled with instruction, oh God. We are listening for you today, God. Our ears are to your mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're speaking to us in this hour, that you're setting us in alignment in this hour. We thank you, Jesus, that you are putting our feet in a large room, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Gird us up, oh God, like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we come to do nothing but to give you worship. We come for nothing but to give you praise, oh God. We want to do the kingdom agenda, oh God. So give us the assignment, oh God, that will thrust us into the next dimension, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give the intercessors an assignment, oh God, in this season, oh God, not to just speak of you, oh God, but to do your works, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us specific assignments, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, because our ear is to your mouth, and we bless your name, oh God. Oh God, we're asking you, oh God, that even before we leave this prayer line, oh God, that a shifting in our own atmospheres, oh God, will begin to take place in our homes, begin to take place in our cars, will begin to take place, oh God, in our families, oh God, a shifting, oh God, that will shift us into our next dimensions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we worship you, and we give you glory, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God, this morning. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. God, we thank you, even as we embark on Thanksgiving, this time and this season, God, we first want to give you glory. You are a great God. You are our merciful God. You are our holy, our righteous God. And so, God, we pause just to give you glory. We thank you, oh God, for being the God that sits high and yet looks low. We thank you, oh God, that you're the God that said in your word you would never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, oh God, that you're the God that is our keeper and our sustainer. Thank you, oh God, for being the righteous God and the holy God. Thank you, oh God, for being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Thank you, oh God, that you are our protection, oh God. Oh God, even in our going and our comings, you protect us. You've protected our homes. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for being our God who provides for us. We thank you, oh God, that you are a way-making God, that you are God that hears our prayers and your answer. Thank you, oh God, that you are our righteous King. And so, God, this morning we pause before we ask you for anything. We pause to tell you thank you for everything. God, thank you for the mountain experiences, and thank you for the valley experiences. Thank you, oh God, for those things that we enjoy, and then, God, those things that hurt our heart. Thank you, oh God, that you've even allowed us another privilege to be in the land of the living. God, we don't take it for granted. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us the mind to wake up and to call on that matchless name. We thank you, oh God. And so, God, this morning, we just want you to know that we love you. We want you to know, oh God, that we need you in every area of our heart. We want you to know, oh God, that we believe and we confess that there is none like you in all of the earth, and there's none, oh God, that we can compare to you. We thank you, oh God, that you allowed this earth yet to spin on its axle God, that you held back the hand of terrorism once again, oh God, that you've given us a mind, oh God, and the ability to get up this morning, oh God. And so with this opportunity, we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise, oh God, and we come to worship you, oh God. And we say this morning, thank you. Thank you for being our healer, oh God, in this body. Thank you, oh God, for being our savior of this soul. Thank you for being a deliverer of our mind, oh God. Thank you for being a way maker, making a way out of no way. Oh God, this morning we want to pause and give you glory. It's all yours and you deserve it this morning. So God, we felt like we didn't want to do anything else with this time, oh God, but to come into your presence. So God, this morning we as intercessors, as those that are called to prayer, oh God, those, oh God, that need prayer, those, oh God, that have a spirit of prayer in them, we ask this morning that you would wake them up, oh God, that you would shake the giant, oh God, and cause them, oh God, to find their way back to prayer. God, we recognize and realize that it is a weapon of our warfare, oh God, and so the enemy has distracted and have deceived, oh God, your people, but God, we call out in the spirit, oh God, the intercessor to come, oh God, those that you are seeking to stand in the gap to come back to their assignment, oh God, those that have gotten distracted, oh God, by the cares and the pleasures of this world to come back this morning, oh God, to their assignment. We ask, oh God, that you would wake them up in the night, oh God, to pray. We ask, oh God, that you will cause them to always have a prayer on their heart, oh God. You said that we should pray without ceasing. And so, God, we ask from the north, the south, the east, and the west that the intercessor, oh God, would arise. That, God, that you would put a desire in their heart to pray. And then, God, that you would put a desire and, God, a love to pray. And, God, then you would teach us how to pray. Season our words, oh, God. Teach us how to pray your word, oh, God, so it won't return to your void. Oh, God, we ask that you would teach the intercessor when to pray and what to pray for. God, we need you like never before so that, God, your voice can be heard in the earth. So, God, this morning we say, arise, intercessor. Arise, oh, God, from your sleep and your slumber. Arise, oh, God, to the call. Arise, oh, God, to the voice of God. Arise, oh, God. And, God, we pray this morning and we lift up our young women and our young men. We pray, oh God, for every young woman that has been distracted, oh God, in her going and her coming, oh God. We pray, oh God, for every young woman's family that have lost, oh God, them from innocent blood, from violence. We pray, oh God, and come against that spirit of violence that has taken a rule in this earth. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, and God, that you would deal with the offender, oh God, those that are going around and seeking to devour, oh God, those, oh God, that are going, that have no love for life. We pray this morning that you would deal with that spirit, that ungodly spirit, that violent spirit, oh God, that unholy spirit, that you would deal with it in the heart of the people, oh God. We pray and come against, oh God, the enemy and all of his imps, oh God, that have come against your seed. We pray, oh God, for safety and protection of our young people, oh God, and they're going as they go to school. We pray, oh God, even for the family. families, oh God, the parents that have to endure the pain of losing their children violently, oh God. God, we ask for mercy this morning. We need mercy in the land. We recognize, oh God, and realize that we have removed you, oh God, from our homes and our schools and from our courts, oh God. And we recognize that this country has bowed down to false gods, oh God, but we don't need. We need your hand, oh God. We need you to remove the hand of the enemy, to break the back of the enemy, to destroy the enemy that has come up against, oh God, your people. And God, we ask that you would bring us back. Oh God, bring us back to the place in which we will acknowledge and accept you, oh God. Bring us back, oh God, where we can be a country that will bow down to you and you only. Bring us back, oh God, to a country, oh God, that will confess, oh God, and that our laws and our standards will be built on your word and your will. Bring us back, oh God, to righteousness and truth, oh God, that it will be in the land. Oh God, this morning we ask that you would bring us back, that you would forgive us, oh God, for removing it from our lives, oh God. And as a result, we see the causes of evil and unrighteousness. So God, we ask that you would deal with the heart of man that makes the laws and the standards, the heart of man, oh God. We ask that that's sitting high, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would help us as the intercessor to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, oh God, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness. But we know we serve a God that has all power in his hands. So God, this morning as an intercessor, we stand in the gap for this country, for this nation, oh God, for our community. And God, we ask for mercy. Have mercy on us. We confess we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We confess, oh God, that we've turned away from your godly ways and we have embraced ungodliness. We confess, oh God, that we have taken wrong for right this morning. But God, this morning we need a merciful God. We stand, oh God, before your mercy seat, asking you for mercy this morning. Have mercy on us, your people. Have mercy on your creation, oh God, who have turned away from the Creator. Have mercy on us, oh God, for we have embraced pleasures of this world. Oh God, have mercy on us. And then God, teach us your ways. Forgive us, oh God. We confess, oh God, that we have fallen short of your glory. We confess, oh God, that we have sinned. Oh God, we confess that we have embraced wickedness, oh God, in our heart and in our hands. And so, God, we ask this morning that you would forgive us of all sins, oh God. Help us, oh God, to turn from our wicked ways. God, we need you to hear from heaven. Forgive us of our sins and heal our land. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have mercy on us and that you would deal with us, oh God. God, we confess that our heart is wicked. So we ask, oh God, that you would change the heart of man. Purify us, oh God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us, oh God, to confess, oh God, and to turn from our wicked ways, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would help us and show us, oh God, how to do those things that you called us to do. Help us, oh God, to get on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us, oh God, to seek your kingdom and all of your righteousness. Help us, oh God, to wash our hands from all filthiness. Oh God, help us this morning. Help us, oh God, to be
agents of change, oh God, to change our ways and our mind, oh God, and then God, to be the salt in the earth that others may want to change, to be the light in the world, oh God, that others are attracted to the change. God, this morning we are lifting up the body of Christ, and we say, oh God, deal with us, oh God. Start with us, oh God, that we may change, that our nation will change, that our hearts will change, oh God, that our ways will change, and they will please you. God, we are praying this morning, and we're asking, oh God, that you would deal with us, oh God, that we may be agents of change. And then, God, we are praying for our young people. We are praying for our young women that are in relationships, oh God, that may be considered domestic violence. We're praying, oh God, for those that have become controlled by someone else that is controlling them, oh God, and then are violent towards them. We are praying, oh God, for our children that are going out to school and not coming back home. God, we're praying for our young this morning. We're asking you, oh God, that you will cover and protect that generation, oh God, from violence. Oh God, and we realize that they don't know how to love. So God, we ask that you would have mercy, oh God, and just destroy and break the hand of the enemy. Destroy, oh God, and break the back of the enemy. Destroy, oh God, the plan of the enemy. Destroy, oh God, the enemy, oh God, and all of his works. Oh God, we come against wickedness, oh God, in high places. We come against the strategic plan of the enemy. Oh God, this morning we are coming against, oh God, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your truth. God, we ask, oh God, for your mercy this morning. We ask, oh God, that you will protect our children. We ask, oh God, that as they go to school, oh God, that you will cause their awareness to arise, oh God, that you will cause them, oh God, not to be distracted, oh God, with the things of this world, not to be distracted, oh God, with their phones, not to be distracted, oh God, with the things that the enemy have planted in their mind and in their hands, but God, that you would grace them this morning, that every mother that sends their child to school, oh God, that God, they would have a sense of protection, oh God, that they would teach their children what to look for, that God, our young children will not jump in the car with strangers, that God, they would not listen to the voice and be, God, seduced by the voice of the enemy, oh God, but you would be with them, that you would protect them, that you would put a hedge of protection around them. We pray this morning for our children and our grandchildren, those that are near and, God, those that are far off. We pray for the righteous seed, oh God, that they would hear the voice of the Lord and they would answer. Oh God, we pray for our generation and our generations, the next generation, oh God. For you said that the promise is unto them, our children and our children's children. And so, God, this morning we are praying and lifting them up, asking you, oh God, that you would protect them from the hand of the enemy, asking you, oh God, that you would cause your truth and your word to be hidden in their hearts, asking you, oh God, that what we put inside of them, oh God, they would never forget, asking you, oh God, that the things of the enemy would not come nigh them, that violence would not come nigh them, oh God, that unrighteousness would not come nigh them, but they would come to know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray, oh God, for the next generation generation and a generation to come, oh God, that they will rise up and be a generation that will love you with their whole heart, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are asking you that you would deal with that generation, that they would know wrong from right, oh God, that they would seek you and all of your righteousness, oh God, that they will be a generation, oh God, that will not bow down to false gods, that they will be a generation, oh God, that will seek your word and your will, and God, hide it in their heart so they don't sin against you. Oh God, that they would be a generation that would teach the next generation that you are the true and the living God. And so, God, this morning we are praying for the next generation, for our grandchildren and our children, oh God, that you would wake them up, oh God, and that you would restore back unto them that which was given to us, oh God, as a gift of life that was given unto us, oh God, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, what was given unto us, oh God, that they would know it, oh God, and love it and embrace it, oh God, that they will not be ashamed of the gospel, that they would not try to fit into the cares and the pleasures of this world and be accepted by the world, oh God. Help us, dear God, to do what we are called to do. Forgive us, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to change our ways, oh God, even when it's not pleasing to man. Teach us, oh God, how to change what we say, even when it's not popular to man. Teach us, oh God, how to embrace your word and your will, even when it does not please man, oh God. For we are here to please you. So help us, dear God. Help us, oh God, to please you. Show us, oh God, how to please you in all of our ways. Teach us, oh God, how to please you and to embrace, oh God, your will and your word daily. So God, show us as your body of Christ how to die daily that you may live in us. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you, oh God, for being with us. We thank you, oh God, for protecting us. We thank you, oh God, for showing us. We thank you for being our teacher. We thank you, oh God, for even correcting us. Thank you for correction, oh God. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. And we give you glory and honor and praise this morning. And we ask every prayer in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we honor you today, Lord. Hallelujah, for there is none like you. Oh, God, there is none that compare to you, God. None shall be your equal from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Oh, God, you are so worthy to be praised. And so, God, oh, God, we just give you glory on this morning. We give you glory, God. Oh, God, for this opportunity, God, to come before you in prayer. Father, we pray that in this hour, God, that you would glorify yourself, oh, God. Glorify yourself in the midst of us, God. Oh, God, there is none like you. Oh, God, nobody compares to you. Nobody is your equal. Oh, God,
Make na 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 man so good rande. Ah, God, in my Sunday, in my so make good rande my heart so. Ah, God, in my so good amani. Make na 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 man so good rande my heart so. Ike na 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 man so good rande my heart so. Make na 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 man so Sunday best day. Make na na man so good rande my heart so. Make na man. So torande be sike na 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 maso make na maso koranda bahaso make na maso torande be sike na maso kama I thank you oh God in maso koraba na 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 maso na 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 maso a God that is not by might nor by power etande bosha but it is by your spirit eke na 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 maso koranda bahaso. Make it a baha, so called Randa Baha, so called make it a woe, shake it a basia, make it a basso, told Randa Basso, make it another man, so called Randa Behake, another man, so yes, Lord, a man, so called Randa Behake, man, so make it a so called Randa, make it a baba, so called Randa Baha, so make it a baby, and they call Randa. Make it a basso, Manto Corrande, make it a Behicorrande, make it a basso, Manto Corrande, make it a Behicorrande, his second Nana Manso, Nathan de Corrande, oh God, a Manso, a God, a Manso Corrande, Nana Manso, yes, Lord, a man, take it a basso, make it a basso, Corrande. Make it a basso toro rande, make it na na manso koro rande, make it a basso toro rande, make koro randa bahaso. I need you right now just to pray in your heavenly language, make it a double shot, for the spirit of the Lord is bringing up some things, make it na 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 manso, make koro rande, make koro randa bahaso, make it a basso. Manto Corrande, yes, Lord, do it now. Make it a basso, amen. So Corrande, make it a basso, make Corranda basso, told I, yet they be hate Corranda basso, that we shall not be ashamed of the Lord nor of the testimony of Jesus Christ. It cannot be basso, make Corranda basso. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the testimony. I thank you. Mikurande Bohusha,
Na 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 man so komaya, eh man no rande bohote,
eye, God, for we almost fainted. It cannot mind so much. But I thank you that we live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It can't mind so much. I thank you, oh God, that you're the one that keeps us in these last and evil days. It cannot mind so much. And it cannot mind so much. God, that your blood, amen, so cold. They cannot so cold. Your blood, oh God, our God gives us access. It cannot man. So your blood is our covering. Your blood is our protection. Amen. We say, let the black banner of your blood, God, our God, rest on us. We plead the blood this morning over our mind. We plead the blood this morning over our spirit. We plead the blood this morning, it came under over our soul. Amen. So for my God, let the blood of Jesus prevail. Let the blood prevail. God, we know everything else is going down. Amen. So high. But the word, amen. So high. So God, we say, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. Let it cast down the argument. Let it cast it down. Let it cast down everything that exalts itself against your knowledge. God, the wisdom of men is foolishness to you. But we know that the wisdom from above is first peaceable. And we say, let the peace of God, rule in our hearts. Rule today, Jesus. Rule in every area. Rule today. Uproot everything that's not like you. Uproot it and cast it out. Uproot it and destroy it. Uproot it, Jesus. Uproot today. Every tree that my father did not plant, let it be uprooted. Every word that you did not say it, my God, my Sunday, we cast it out. At the seed, every seed that's been deposited into our spirit, God, that did not come from the Father of life in whom there is no shadow of turning, God, uprooted, every foul and wicked spirit that dares, oh God, to oppress our spirit, that dares, to try to block us in this hour. Father, we pray this morning against every bewitching spirit. We pray against every spirit of sorcery. We cast it out, amen, so tired. Father, for you have given us all the power over the enemy. Father, your word declares suffer not a wish to live. Amen, my God, amen, so tired. God, we command every witch, God, to loose their hold now by the authority of the Holy Ghost. For Jesus declares, all power in the heaven and earth has been given into my hand. And Father, your word declares that he has given unto us the keys to the kingdom. And so we declare this morning that whatsoever we find in the earth is already found in the heaven. I thank you that it's already found. God, make haste now to deliver. Deliver our soul, Amando. God, from the desires. God, Amando, stay of this earthly temple. Amando, shama. Because we know in this flesh dwells no good thing. And so, God, we say, wash us of the residue. Cleanse us. Your word declares that we ought to pray. Deliver us from evil. Oh, Father, deliver us today from the evil within and the evil
evil without. Deliver us from the evil thoughts and suggestions. I, God, that we meditate on. I, God, that brings us into ungodliness. I, God, that corrupts our good character. I, God, that perverts our judgment. Father, deliver us. Amen. So, I, God, our soul is on the altar. Amen. We're laying before you today. Can I so saying, oh, wretched man that I am. Hey, my soul. See us in a wretched state. See us in a present condition. And deliver and have mercy on us. We need your mercy today. We know your mercy endures forever, even unto all generations. And so we thank you this morning for enduring mercy. We thank you, oh God, that our failings, God, are not bigger than your mercy, because your mercies endure forever. We thank you, oh God, the things that we did on yesterday were not bigger than the mercies of God, because your mercy endure forever. God, amen. So kind, make a name out, so make a way out of no way for us. Open doors that the enemy tried to shut. Hey, open up our eyes so we can see. God, the way so we can walk therein. Open this morning, God. We ask you now. We ask you, for you say, he that knocketh, to him it shall be open. I make it not mine, so open the way. Yet it is so cold. Make it a man so nigh. Make it a man so cold. Make a man so. Every matter be settled. We say, settle the matter. He can a man so in the courts of heaven. God, there are some issues in our lives, oh God. We need heaven courtroom to settle. Make it a man so. So men may deliberate in the earth. Heaven is our answer. It can a man so. And Father, we say, settle in the heaven, God, what needs to happen in the earth. Let there be a settling, God. Amen. So tired. Make it a mantra. Make a no runde. Make a randa bahaso. Make it a namaso. Give him glory this morning. Come on and give him glory. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hey, open up your mouth wide so he can feel it. He can namaso. If you open up your mouth, the Lord shall feel it. Make a randa. Look up for you and give the trials. It's closer now than when we first believed. Father, I thank you. Ekanda maso. That he that will come shall come and will not tarry. Thank you, Lord, for being on time. Thank you, oh God, for what we didn't understand, what we thought was delay. It was your timing. Thank you, oh God, for what we didn't understand. We were waiting on the Kairos. We were waiting for divine opportunity. And so, Father, now that you have opened the way, God, don't let fear grip our hearts, Lord. I pray this morning, because we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Etande Bosa, for a sound mind this morning. I thank you for kindness in our spirit. I thank you, Etande Bosa, God, that we are complete and sound. That you have repaired the breach. The places that were broken. They have been repaired by the power of our God. Amen. So you are the one, God, that is reconciling us and has reconciled us to God the Father, and we thank you. He cannot, man. So for the ministry of reconciliation, our God, that you have given unto us. Amen. God,
teach us how to be ministers of reconciliation. Teach us, oh God, how to share your gospel. Teach us how to walk in it. Teach us, oh God, teach us your will. Show us your way. Show us, God, that we stumble not. God, that we be not like men that love darkness more than light. Therefore, we stumble. But, Father, I thank you. God, that we are connected to the light. And you, God, is the light of the world. The only begotten of the Son of the Father. You are that light. Father, I thank you this morning. That you did not come to condemn the world, but you came, Father. And so we thank you, God, that we that have this hope, God, that there is for us no condemnation. So, Father, every restraint that the devil tries to bring on us, we command our spirit and our mind to be loose. For we know that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God, because we know that our life is hid in you. God, I thank you that you are a hiding place. You are a hiding place. Yes, Lord, hide us. Hide us behind the cross. Hide us in this hour. Worthy is he.
The
fire of your spirit, it cut out of us. Today, let it consume everything that's not like you.
Those that seek our
heart, If God
yeah. Shaba.
We cannot
If
God be
Baba,
my God,
hallelujah.
The weight of his presence. Nothing compares.
Hallelujah.
It, there is no substitution.
Hallelujah.
You can trust him.
Mansukoda.
When you can't trust anything else. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, for who he is. Hallelujah. For who he is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And because of him, we are. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He has been our help. Glory to God. Christ, who is my help. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Songwriter says all other ground is sinking sand. Everything else is sinking sand on Christ.
The
Psalm, he's the stone that they reject.
Oh, Baba.
Be ever encouraged in your hope. Christ, who is your hope? Oh, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. For what shall it profit a man? To gain the world and lose his soul. Oh, yeah, my soul. Man, so could I make it a bow shy. Oh, God, thank you. It can be so. Man, so could I buy. Then the fight for our souls, those of us this morning, we can enjoy that the fight for our soul has been won. Oh, and no matter what life has brought and will bring,
Jesus.
Oh, God, the fight for my soul has been won. And every breakthrough, every deliverance is a confirmation that the victory is won. When the things that should have slaughtered me and took me out didn't, it's a confirmation that the fight for my soul is won.
Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
And all we're waiting for is when he puts the last enemy under his feet. Which is death. He's already defeated every enemy. They might get in the ring with you for 10 rounds. Ah, my God, in my soul. Oh, God, in my soul. You declared the winner. And the last enemy he's going to defeat for us is the enemy of death. All other enemies have been defeated. Oh, Shatando Husha.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we are complete in him. And we give him glory this morning. Jesus, I love the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for you today for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. I pray that the prayer of this day and even more prayer that you will pray will seal your day with the very presence of God, that your day will be filled with the odor of his presence, that you will sense him and feel him as you go throughout this day. Hallelujah. That what started here with you will trigger to spill over into the rest of your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you will invite him throughout this day to be with you, your paraclete. And that you will trust that he will answer. Hallelujah. He will answer you. But he told us to cry unto him. Hallelujah. And so we bless him. Thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. This concludes our time of prayer. go in peace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.